A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
An animated flower opens. The flame-like petals morph into the word fire lily. Netflix presents A Fire Lily Production. Title, Ivy and Bean, starring Kesley Blalock and Madison Skye Valadum. Opening titles appear as the view glides over girls' belongings. A hand-drawn street map of Pancake Court, a basic potion-making kit, a mud brick, two patches bearing the letter I and the letter B, a garden trowel full of dirt. A list of rules, be kind, tell the truth, listen to others, no name calling, no playing tricks. A rag doll in a little chair, a treasure chest with a skull and crossbones on it. Pretend money, a transistor radio, a toy unicorn in a basket, a pirate bear with goggles on, dolls and toy dinosaurs, a cup and saucer, an enchanted forest lunchbox, a flower headband, a turtle dish and pine cone, a spellbook decorated with a diamond-shaped eye and jeweled snakes. Based on the Ivy and Bean books by Annie Barrows and Sophie Blackall. Screenplay by Kathy Waugh, directed by Alyssa Down. The spellbook, open to a dance everlasting spell, suddenly slams shut. In a huge backyard, a little black girl with a mop of frizzy dark hair stands in a large round hole digging with a shovel. She wears sneakers, a robot t-shirt, and green pants. Twin Asian boys arrive with pails and shovels.
What are you doing, Bean?
I'm making the Pit of Doom. It's a deadly trap for catching really dangerous things. Wanna help? It'll be fun.
We just want the dirt. Lots and lots of dirt.
Fine, take some. But not too much. I know how you guys work.
The boys exchange smiles, then they dig into a pile of dirt. Nearby, a little white girl with long brown hair can be seen in the upper window of a beige house nested amid large, shady trees. In her room, dolls and little chairs sit in a circle while she sits at a desk in a long, dark robe, decorated with a moon and stars, a flower headband in her hair.
Pinch of lilac.
Reading from a big book, she puts purple seeds into a bottle of pink liquid.
Strand of hair, dark as night.
She cuts a bit of black hair from a wrapped-up doll and adds it to the bottle. She reads an invisibility spell.
Tove dead frog? Maybe I don't need that.
She waves a wooden stick wand over the bottle.
Clear as water, light as air. Circle three times, the first with care.
Ivy, I'm starting breakfast.
Coming! Though you won't see me.
Ivy smiles mischievously, then stands up.
Three steps forward.
Crossing the room, she carefully steps between the dolls.
Fourth, if you dare.
She takes another step.
Straight to the glass, you will not be there.
Looking at herself in a full-length mirror, she shuts her eyes. When she opens her eyes, her reflection is gone. She picks up two curly-haired dolls and moves them in front of the mirror. Seeing their reflection but not her own, they appear to be floating in midair.
Wondrous.
Her brunette mother enters wearing glasses.
Hey, pancakes sound good? Or is it more of a waffles for the weekend thing?
You can see me?
Yes. Is that the right answer?
I guess I do need a frog.
In Bean's backyard, the twins walk away with pails full of dirt while Bean examines a worm.
Bean's pit isn't gonna catch anything.
Yeah, trapping pits are normally rectangular.
They push up a fence board and walk through the opening.
Bean just take the sand castles.
Yeah.
Hey, Bean Brett! Breakfast, come in.
A long-haired, older black girl.
Like, now. Mom said.
Here's your breakfast.
Ew. Get those worms away.
Want to help make the Pit of Doom? It's going to be awesomer than that cave we made.
I do not play make-believe in the dirt anymore.
Well, you do play make-believe that you're a grown-up.
Just because you're 12 doesn't make you the boss of me, Nancy.
Little sisters are so annoying.
Bean throws down her shovel and jumps out of the pit. She opens a gate and yells to a curly-haired black boy playing on the street.
Leo!
Leo! She leaves the yard and moves closer.
I said you have to come over after breakfast and finish the...
She walks into a blonde lady, falls on her back, and looks up with fear.
Bernice Blue.
Sorry, Mrs. Trance. It was an accident.
Accidents are what happen when little children don't behave.
Mrs. Trance blasts Bean with a leaf blower.
Dotsie?
Do not let Bernice Blue interrupt your tinkle time.
Oh, you did it. Ooh, it's a good one, too.
She hugs her fuzzy little white, black, and brown terrier dog.
We don't like children, do we, Dotsie?
We don't, because they're yucky and mucky.
And icky, icky, icky.
Hurry, baby.
Okay,
let's do this.
She walks off with her leaf blower and her dog.
Just remember, I have your mother's phone number.
Looking across the street, Bean sees Ivy frowning at her from her bedroom window. Ivy looks away and Bean raises one eyebrow.
Bean! Breakfast!
Bean enters a two-story red house.
I have to take the girls shopping later. Do you want to come?
La, 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 la. Were you saying something?
Do you want to take the girls shopping?
Sorry, I can't hear you, so I probably can't help. La, 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 la.
Mom, there's a place that does ear piercing right by where we're shopping today.
Not happening.
Bean joins the breakfast table.
If Mrs. Trance calls, it was an accident.
Again, Bean.
Bean digs into a bowl of cereal while Mom answers the phone.
Hey, Dad. Leo and me are going to finish the Pit of Doom today.
Leo and I. Subject pronoun.
Oh. Hello, Mrs. Trance.
She is out of control.
Do you mean my pit, the one I was digging for the tree?
Yes, it's in case any bears or bad guys come into our yard. They'll fall in and be trapped.
You actually think you're gonna catch a bear? And then what?
I could train her and take her to this week's show and tell.
Well, if I were you, I'd be sure to consider the standing height of your average grizzly. So you know how deep to dig the pit.
Bean and her dad pretend to be bears.
No.
Bean turns on a radio and everyone dances except for Nancy.
Yes, Bean does get distracted. I don't know where she gets it from.
Come on, Nancy, show us how it's done.
Nancy, that's our rule. We hear the music and we have to dance.
Nancy turns it off.
Grow up. The rules have changed.
She points to a list on the fridge, signed by both of them.
Remember? You signed it.
Bean sighs unhappily, then sits at the table.
Your mother never let you? Really?
My mother would never...
Be kind. Tell the truth. Listen to others. No name calling and no playing tricks.
Bean slurps milk from her cereal bowl.
And no slurping your cereal!
Bean spits the milk back into her bowl.
No being gross on purpose!
Sometimes being gross on purpose is useful.
You know that if you break three rules in one day, that's it. Serious consequences. Ew! You are infuriating!
Nancy leaves in a huff.
Yes. Hey, Bean. Try to stay clean today because...
You and I are taking Nancy shopping in a bit for school clothes. You might want to get something too!
Bean runs into the yard, then Mom locks her eyes on Dad.
Yes, that's your child.
Meanwhile, at Ivy's house, Ivy's mother has prepared two plates of waffles topped with carefully arranged fruit.
Any plans for today?
I'll be here doing research. I need to find a frog.
Oh, like one for a pet?
More like one that's old and getting ready to donate its body to science and or magic.
A frog picture in a book.
Oh, I'd love to donate my body to magic!
Well, frogs, I hear, are found outside. So come and get some fresh air. Outside.
Ivy shakes her head and frowns.
You know, that girl across the street, she seems nice. When you want to join them, make a new friend?
Bean?
Mm-hmm.
No, thanks.
What's wrong with Bean?
She just runs around and makes noise.
Well, why do you say that?
I can make more noise than you!
Okay, But you know, you don't even really know her yet. Who knows? You might change your mind.
I won't change my mind. One thing I do know about Bean is she has no imagination.
At school,
I tiptoed up to the edge of the pit of doom, and there was this kind of snuffling sound below. At first, I thought it was Leo with a bad cold, but when I looked in...
Doing show and tell for the class.
There it was.
An enormous grizzly bear stands at her side. In reality,
that's not gonna happen, Bean. The only thing that's gonna fall in this pit is you.
In the backyard with Leo.
Hey! What's the cleat? I have a game this afternoon.
Why would you want to play something you have to stay clean for?
I like the uniform.
She shovels dirt onto his white shoes, then he sprays her with a hose. She jumps out of the pit, then he chases her with the hose. On the street.
A perfect neighborhood is one without leaves or children. Isn't that right, Dotsy?
While Mrs. Trance walks Dotsy, Ivy and her mother sit on their front patio to read. Across the street, Bean's dad is sanding wood.
Hey, babe.
Mom brings him a coffee mug and gives him a kiss. Ivy's mother looks over, smiles, and raises a cup. Bean's mom waves and raises her own mug.
Remember when it felt that easy? Everything so under control.
You mean back when we had just one kid?
Mm.
It was nice.
Now, two kids.
Mm.
Double the learning experience.
Yeah, well, what do you think we'll be learning about today?
I'm gonna get you!
Bean sprays the hose at Leo while chasing him out of the backyard. Dotsy pees on a nearby bush. The hose reaches its end and snaps Bean back. She sprays Dotsy. Dotsy yanks Mrs. Trance, then runs away as she faceplants in the dirt. Neighborhood kids watch in horror. Mom and Dad groan. Mrs. Trance glares at mud-covered Bean.
Sorry.
Ew.
Ivy giggles and everyone turns to look at her. Ivy's eyes grow wide, then she hides behind her open book.
Huh. Mrs. Trance.
Dad helps Mrs. Trance up.
Oh, I'm all right, Hansy. Dotsy, come back to Mama. Ow, Dotsy. Ow. Dotsy.
She toddles off in search of Dotsy.
You and I have different interpretations of clean.
I am clean, mostly. The water just washed off all the dirt.
She is wet and dirty.
Mine?
He collects his shovel.
Mom! I'm ready.
Bean, as a favor to me and my sanity, go inside, take a shower, and put on something clean.
Please don't make me go, Mom. Shopping sucks my bones.
In a store, Bean lies on the change room floor while Nancy tries on clothes.
Mom, I think red makes my eyes pop.
What color says I value my education? Bean, don't lie on the floor.
Please, can we leave? This is taking forever.
What do you think?
I think it's gonna be night soon, which means burglars and bears.
She imagines a masked burglar and a tall grizzly bear looking in the window at home, exchanging looks and nodding.
Bean, get off the floor!
Please, I wanna get home and dig the pit before it's too late. It's hard, and nobody's helping.
I have an idea. Why don't you ask the new girl?
Ivy?
Yes. She seems nice.
Nice is boring. She wears headbands.
Why do you think Ivy's boring?
Because she is. All she does is read. At recess, Mom. She reads at recess.
Well, Ivy just moved here, Bean. She probably doesn't have friends yet.
I think I'll get it.
This hem's a little short.
Still on the floor, Bean pokes her head under a dividing wall and into the next changing room where a young woman is pulling a sweater over her head.
Bean, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Mom and Nancy scowl at her.
Mom, It's kind of expensive. Am I getting extra clothes allowance now that I'm not a kid anymore?
Oh, for the love of Betsy, just get the dang skirt! Don't be such a tightwad!
What did you call me? Where on
that?
Grandma, who's Betsy?
It's just an expression. Calling someone a tightwad is rude, Bean. Apologize to Nancy, please.
Yeah, apologize. I'm sorry you're such a tightwad.
Bernice Blue, can you behave for 10 minutes, please?
Nancy checks her reflection in the mirror.
Wouldn't pierced ears look great with my hair like this?
Nice try.
At home, in Bean's huge, messy bedroom, a stuffed cow sits atop a playhouse while dinosaurs occupy the little rooms inside. Bean arrives, throws off her jacket, and crawls into a play space beneath her loft bed. She opens a treasure chest with a skull and crossbones on it, pulls out a pink whoopee cushion, and gives it a squeeze. She shakes her head, then pulls out a toy chicken and squeezes that. She shakes her head, then takes a look through the chest. Her face brightens as she finds a fake dollar bill with a dog's head on it.
Let's trick the tightwad.
Ivy is sitting on her front patio with her book when she notices a bush rustling across the street and Nancy coming out of the red house in a new outfit.
Come on, Nancy. Take the bait.
The fake dollar bill moves across the lawn, pulled toward the bush on a fishing line.
Very funny, Bean.
I am not Bean. I am the ghost of Mr. Killer.
I can see your pants.
I lived in this house until I died of bad breath and busted boils. So I haunt the bush in front of it.
Get out of there, Bean.
Stay away! Or in the dark of night, icy fingers will wrap around your neck.
Nancy pulls Bean out of the bush.
I did not.
Bean holds her arm and rolls around on the grass.
You okay? I didn't mean to.
Bean jumps up.
Fooled ya, silly big sister.
She wiggles her butt.
I got you.
Ivy laughs.
Nope. I got you. You know the rules. 3 strikes.
You're out. I didn't break 3 rules.
You called me a tightwad. That breaks rule 1. Be kind. 2, you tried to trick me with fake money. No playing tricks. 3, you just lied about your arm being broken. No lying. There's 4, you wiggled your butt. And 5 and 6. But it doesn't even matter because you're already gonna face serious consequences.
Bean shakes off several thought bubbles.
Oh yeah? See if I care.
Nancy stomps toward the house.
And I'm not getting consequences in my face because I'm running away. Mom! 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 You'll never, ever find me. Not even if you hire a detective.
What?
Ivy smiles with delight as Bean dives back into the bush.
She was really into the bush, and then I pulled her out, and she took her.
Ivy pokes her head into the bush.
Follow me. Come to my backyard if you dare.
Next, Ivy and Bean are amid tall plants and trees in Ivy's enormous backyard.
The coast is clear. But from here on in, you have to put on this.
A blindfold.
Why? Because it's a secret passageway.
Bean smiles mischievously and lets Ivy blindfold her with a scarf. Bean lowers the scarf and peeks out as Ivy takes her hand. Bean peers through the sheer scarf as Ivy guides her between tall trees.
Do everything I say, so you won't get hurt.
Ivy carefully looks all around, then she suddenly pulls Bean.
Run!
They run across the yard, then stop at a garden archway.
You can look now. Ta-da! Run away.
Bean smiles with wonder as she walks through the archway to see colorful paper birds flitting everywhere.
Wow.
A pink one lands in a turquoise wagon full of books and toys. A doll in a tree stump chair wiggles her purple wings.
Persephone, say hello to Bean.
Bonjour, Bean.
It's my secret garden. Did you read that book?
Bean gives her a strange look.
I'll bring lots of food and blankets.
I'm only running away until dinner. What's the puddle for?
It's not a puddle. It's a pond. A frog pond.
A pond for a guppy, maybe. If I was a frog, don't think I'd want to live there.
But would you want to die there?
Bean hops around like a frog.
Wouldn't you get in trouble if your mom found out I was hiding here and it was your idea? No.
I forgot. Kids like you don't get in trouble.
I do too. For what? Reading books you can't get in trouble for reading. I will get in trouble. Huge trouble. If I do what I want to do.
What's that?
Spells, magic, potions.
Hang on. Are you some kind of witch?
Ivy gives a wicked smile. In the house, she opens a door labeled Beware. Then they walk through to Ivy's bedroom.
You are a witch!
A witch in training. Although, Grandma tells me that I probably know more than some born witches.
This is so organized.
I made it so there's separate places for toys, potions, reading, sleeping, and dress up.
She steps into the circle of dolls.
Oh, and this is my doll collection.
Meet Ellie and Esmeralda.
Periwinkle, quite the gossip.
Lilith,
Dorothy,
Pavlova, and this is Annie and Sophie.
The wrapped up doll.
Is this a mummy?
I'm gonna build a pyramid to bury her in.
Nice. So, what spells can you do?
I just learned the spell that makes you dance forever. And I'm working on a spell that makes you invisible.
Let's do it right now.
I would, except I need a dead frog.
It'd be mean to kill a frog.
That's why I'm building a pond, so a frog will move in and die of old age.
That's pretty smart.
This part is really secret.
Bean crosses her heart. Ivy puts on her star-covered robe.
My witch's robe.
She runs her hand over the snakes on the spellbook cover.
Whoa, Nelly! Watch this.
She clicks the diamond eye, and the book lock flips open.
It's my spellbook.
This is so amazing. Where did you get this?
My grandma sent it to me.
Is she a witch in training too?
She says that she isn't, but I have my doubts. And
my magic wand! That's just a stick.
It's a wand. And you better watch out or I'll use it on you. I'll make you dance forever!
She points it at Bean. Bean frowns and stares, then her face lights up.
You just gave me the best idea. Let's do the spell on Nancy. She deserves it for being such a boogerhead. So a spell would be perfect, especially if we made you look like a real witch.
I am a real witch.
No offense, but you don't look it. Do you have any face paint, fake blood, glue, maybe some scissors?
She gasps excitedly as Ivy shows her a cup full of scissors. Across the street, Nancy's bedroom is neatly arranged with handmade flowers on a wall, photos of jewelry hanging in a line, little glass animals on a shelf. Nancy looks in a mirror and holds up a pair of dangling earrings.
Bean never came in. Do you know where she is?
I told you. She ran away from home.
Could you go find her, please?
Are those mine?
Why? What is the point? You're not even gonna punish her.
She'll be cleaning her room all afternoon. Now go find your sister.
Mom holds out her hand for the earrings.
Fine. I wouldn't wear these anyway. Did you make them or something?
No, I didn't make them.
I made them.
Nancy looks from one parent to the other with her mouth hanging open. She hands Mom the earrings, then she pushes past Dad and leaves.
Just remember what we'll be saying in another 15 years.
15 years? We'll be basking somewhere on a wonderful beach, alone, with margaritas.
Oh my gosh.
We'll be alone. Oh, no babies. No kids. It's happy.
It's optimal. No babies.
In a house, no more. No babies. In a house, no more.
I know. Yes, baby. No babies. You hungry, baby? Babies.
Back in Ivy's bedroom, Bean finishes painting Ivy's lips black. Ivy also has black eyes and red droplets streaming down one cheek.
You were right. I do look amazing.
You're gonna scare Nancy to death.
Hey, Bean!
They look out the window at Nancy.
Stop running away this minute, Bean! Mom wants you home! Now!
How soon can we do the spell? Right away. Just need worms.
Worms? No problem.
Bean follows Ivy down the stairs and through the living room to the patio.
Let's go get my trowel.
We're on a worm mission.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this.
Oh! Hello!
Ivy takes a trowel from her mother's wheelbarrow.
Would that be my eyeshadow? And my trowel?
Yep. Hi, I'm Bean, from across the street.
I know. Hi, it's nice to meet you. I'm Ivy's mom, Katrine. So, when did you two start playing?
We're not playing, we're on a mission.
Oh, what a nice idea. Have fun.
Ivy and Bean slink amid the tall plants.
Why do moms always say nice? Nice is boring. I'm glad you're not nice.
I'm glad you're not nice, too.
Bean!
They sneak a look at Nancy.
This is the final warning, Bozo Face. Mom wants you in here now. You are in so much trouble.
We can't go that way. We have to get the worms for the spell before Nancy sees us.
Come home now.
But there's no way out there.
While Nancy stomps back home, Ivy and Bean make their way to a wooden fence at the back of the yard.
You like secret passageways. Well, this is top secret. No one will see us pass a joint to my house.
Really?
Bean takes a stick of chalk from her pocket and draws a map on the fence.
There are 12 houses in Pancake Court, and I have discovered the secret passageway through all of them. Follow me, and we can get from your backyard to the Pit of Doom undetected. There, we will get the worms, sneak up on Nancy, and do the spell. Follow me.
Wearing her robe and a backpack, Ivy follows Bean through some bushes. A view of the map shows a location labeled the Poopy Yard. Now Ivy and Bean crawl through a dirt hole at the bottom of a fence and emerge beside a row of trash cans. They kneel behind a stack of firewood and look across at a big brown dog in a doghouse labeled Fester.
This is Poopy Yard. I call it No Man's Land.
Ivy reaches into her backpack, pulls out a set of binoculars, and hands them to Bean. Scanning the yard with them, Bean zeroes in on a pile of dog poop, which explodes. Now, Ivy and Bean are dressed in army gear and hiding behind sandbags. As Bean looks through the binoculars, several landmines explode. She hands the binoculars to Ivy.
Sergeant Bean, there are many mines ahead. How do we proceed?
We have to move fast. Step exactly where I step.
Back in their normal clothes, Bean leads the way, carefully stepping between dozens of poop piles. Bean steps in poop, makes a face, and falls down.
I've been hit! Ugh, soldier down!
Ivy helps her up, wraps her arm around her and guides her to an open gate while Fester sleeps and licks his chops.
Stay with me, Bean. Stay with me.
A view of the map shows a picture of Mrs. Trance's yard next. Peeking through a wooden fence, Ivy and Bean see a tidy lawn, white statues, and curving pathways.
This is enemy territory. Stay sharp.
Bean nods twice, then she climbs on a bench and looks over the fence. Ivy throws her wand over, then hesitates.
Easy.
Bean straddles the top of the fence and reaches down to Ivy.
We got this.
Ivy takes Bean's hand and pulls herself up. Then she tumbles over the top and pulls Bean with her. They land on their backs in Mrs. Trance's yard, where a big orange spider is crawling on a statue.
Ooh,
lives here, who's the worst possible person who could live here?
Dotsie wags his tail while Mrs. Trance polishes a light.
An ogre! They're the worst possible! They're dangerously aggressive and territorial.
And they eat children.
They imagine being in a stew pot in the woods.
Tidbits! Yummy, tasty tidbits! Oh, look at what's cooking in my pot! Dotsie, we're going to eat well tonight. Little girl soup.
I don't like bean soup.
We better keep moving before she sees us. The way out is behind that statue.
Crossing the yard, Ivy notices a dead frog in a fountain pool.
Ooh. Bean.
Ivy reaches into the pool and pulls out the frog, startling Bean. Bean knocks over a watering can. Dotsie comes running and licks her dirty shoe.
Bean, do the invisibility spell.
You've got the frog. Do the spell.
Hurry, she's going to see us.
I need lilac.
Lilac, hurry.
Oh, Dotsie, don't eat the poo.
You too. You stay right there. Right there.
We had a frog.
Bernice Blue. Who else could it be except for you? Whatever you are.
I'm Ivy. I live
well,
over...
Ivy, do you know anything about trespassing? Your friend Bernice does not seem to.
Sorry, it was an emergency.
I don't think you're sorry at all. Though you will be, because there are consequences for coming uninvited into other people's yards.
She sniffs the air.
Ew, ew, poo on you. I feel sick.
Ivy heaves and gags.
I think I might throw up. Yes, that's the emergency I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm. Nice try. You both come in the house while I put.
Don't you dare.
Go!
Run! Out of my yard!
Looking unwell, Mrs. Trance doubles over. She burps, then recovers.
Dotsie!
Ivy follows Bean along a dirt path to another fence.
Ivy, that was awesome.
They giggle, then crawl under the fence. A view of the map shows a house and a fort in the twins' yard. Standing in the center of a square fort with waist-high mud walls, the twins watch the girls crawl into their yard.
Be wary. Sometimes allies, sometimes foes.
Ivy marvels at their impressive mud fort.
Wow! Do you also build pyramids? Did you take all of my dirt? You can't have all of it.
The twins look at each other and shrug. Then they each hand over a mud brick.
It is pretty nice. Homeschooled. Lucky. This is Ivy, by the way. Ivy, this is Travis and Trevor. They're twins. But it's important that you respond to us as individuals. Hi, Travis. Hi, Trevor.
Hey there, Ivy.
They each give a brick to Ivy.
Bye, Travis. Bye,
Bye Travis. Bye, Trevor.
Bye.
Ivy and Bean arrive at another fence. Then they drop their mud bricks on the ground.
As soon as you go through, watch out for the pit of doom and crawl along the fence to the playhouse so we can figure out whether it's safe or not to get the worms. Nancy might be watching, so stay low.
And yes, we do build pyramids. Did you want one with smooth sides or with steps?
Steps, please.
Travis and Trevor wave as Ivy and Bean raise the loose fence board and pass through. A view of the map shows Bean's yard.
There's the pit. There's the playhouse.
Wearing her backpack, Ivy sneaks past some big trees to a sandbox. She takes a look around, then tiptoes to the playhouse and goes inside. Staying behind, Bean looks out from behind a tree.
I've looked everywhere, Mom.
Ivy frowns as Bean drops to the ground and crawls on her belly toward the playhouse.
Bean? Mm-hmm.
Sitting comfortably in the playhouse, Ivy pulls the spellbook out of her backpack. Bean finally makes it to the playhouse.
So, the first thing we do is get the worms, then figure out a way to creep up on Nancy. Here's the spell. Dance everlasting. Dance and squiggle, worm will wiggle. Just say the magic words and throw the worms. It's pretty simple. Okay, so how many worms exactly?
Ivy checks the spell book.
20 worms. Exactly.
Meanwhile, back in Mrs. Trance's yard.
Dotsie
crawls under the fence. Mrs. Trance arrives and takes a look at the hole beneath the fence.
Huh.
Meanwhile, in Bean's yard.
I just saw worms here. This is a worm place.
She digs through the dirt with the trowel.
Speak to us, oh wiggly worms. Reveal where you are hiding.
Ivy swoops her magic wand over the dirt, then points.
Try there.
Bean moves to that spot, scrapes the dirt with the trowel, and uncovers several worms. She picks up a long one and holds it in front of her face.
Ivy, you're a worm whisperer.
She puts a handful of worms in a jar.
Did I ever mention how much Nancy hates worms?
I love them. They're so wet and slimy, and they can regenerate parts of their bodies.
Hey, we got lots of tomatoes, zucchini.
Dad's coming! Hide in the jungle!
They hurry to a vegetable garden and crawl in among the plants. They imagine cutting through a thick jungle in sand-colored safari helmets and clothes. Bean holds her neck as if something is wrapped around it.
A viper! A cobra! A viper cobra!
Ivy pulls a green bean off of her.
The most dangerous kind! Hurry!
They cut their way through the jungle and reach the end of the garden, then they hide under a small trampoline as Dad and Katrine come strolling along.
Try to plant something new.
Mm-hmm.
This year was corn.
And
oh, yum.
Yeah. You'd be surprised at how quickly they grow. And here we are.
The garden is trampled.
Raccoons?
Maybe. Or bears.
I've heard tell there's a grizzly problem out here.
What's my mom doing here?
My dad invites everyone over for vegetables. My mom says that he has a green thumb, but I've checked a bunch of times and it looks normal to me.
Aspect of life. I don't make the rules.
Can they see us? No way.
I don't know why. The kids have to run through the garden.
Kids, that is way more fun than running through the yard.
Guess what? I just thought of how we can sneak up on Nancy.
Crouched at the edge of the garden, Katrine and Dad look up to see the trampoline moving across the lawn. Ivy with her magic wand, Bean with her jar of worms, they drag the trampoline along while they crawl beneath it.
Stay out of my string beans, bears, or be ready to face show and tell.
They make it past the pit of doom, come to a stop, and crawl out onto the grass. As they sit and face each other, Bean raises her arms and crosses them, and then she taps on the top of her head. Words appear on screen. Danger ahead. Follow me. Ivy makes a face, then she waves one arm. Words appear. Do not understand. Bean wags one arm up and down. Words appear. Move like a shadow, move like a ghost, move like a ninja. The word understood appears as Ivy smiles and gives a thumbs up. They get to their feet and walk away. On the other side of the yard, Mrs. Trance raises the fence board and squeezes through.
Dotsie. Dotsie! Dotsie!
Dotsie is peeing on the wooden frame of the vegetable garden.
But you should probably taste some tomatoes, too.
Oh, that would be so great.
creep.
Excuse me. Have you seen my Dotsie?
He's having a moment in my tomatoes.
Dotsie, did you chase those bad little girls
away? Have you met Mrs. Trance?
No, not yet, but,
She's very...
Seems interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
Ivy and Bean tiptoe across a wooden deck at the back of the house. Keeping low, they sneak up to a window and look inside to see Nancy alone at the dining table crying. They duck beneath the window, then sit with their backs to the wall.
That's not fake crying. That's real crying.
That's so weird. Nancy never cries.
Maybe she's sad because you ran away and it's all her fault.
Maybe she's sorry for being mean and for never playing with me anymore.
I bet she wishes she was a better sister. Now she just sits by the window waiting for your return. I wouldn't mind a sister like that.
They imagine a scene from an old movie.
I must go! Bean is out there! Somewhere! I must find her and bring her home!
Nancy!
Don't try and stop me! It's all my fault! We agree! It is your fault! You should search for the rest of your life to find your sweet and kind and adorable little sister!
Maybe we shouldn't do this, Belle. It's probably not fun to dance forever and not stop until your feet are bloody stumps.
Inside, Mom walks past Nancy and goes about watering plants.
It's so not fair, Mom. Everyone but me has them. Everyone.
Ivy and Bean look in.
Even some of Bean's stupid friends.
We've discussed this a million times, Nancy. You get them when you're 13.
She's not crying about me. She's crying about having her ears pierced. You're a boogerhead! You know that? Boogerheads don't wear earrings! Boogerheads just wear boogers!
They glare at each other through the window.
Mom! I found Bean!
She hurries outside.
You are so busted!
Ivy steps between them.
Stop! I command you to leave Bean alone!
I hope you're ready to dance forever until the day you die! Do the spell.
Nancy laughs as Ivy waves her wand around.
Is that a magic wand?
It is your doom.
Are you pretending to be some sort of witch?
She is a witch. A witch in training. Dance and squiggle, worm a wiggle. Long as you live, you'll always jiggle!
Oh no. You're doing a spell. I'm so scared.
Stop making fun of my friend.
Your friend? I thought you said she's the boring girl who wears headbands and reads at recess.
She smiles as Ivy lowers her eyes. Bean throws handfuls of dirty worms at Nancy.
Prepare to dance forever!
Stop it! Stop getting off of me! Get them off!
Nancy squirms and bounces around.
Get them off!
Ivy smiles excitedly.
She's dancing!
Nancy stops moving. Nancy gives a furious look.
Run! I am going to kill you!
Nancy chases them toward the pit of doom. Bean fakes left and right, then she takes off. Running through dirt, Nancy slides and falls hard on her back.
Nancy! Sweetie!
She lies motionless for a long moment. Then her eyes pop open. She gets to her feet, then slides all around in the dirt.
She's still dancing. The spell worked.
Dotsie comes running.
Dotsie, no! Stay away from those terrible, terrible children!
Mrs. Trance trips and skids into Nancy. Then they both slide into the pit. Travis and Trevor come through the fence and look into the pit.
Look, Bean's pit did catch something.
Bean gives Ivy a nod, then they both smile proudly.
Honey, are you okay?
Nancy and Mrs. Trance sit in the pit covered in dirt and crying. Travis and Trevor smile and nod and give thumbs up. Dad and Katrine stare in disbelief at the smiling girls.
I don't like dirt.
At sunset, lights are on in the Red House. Ivy and Bean wear clean clothes and sit in a gazebo in the front yard.
No dessert and no TV for a week? If that's what consequences are, it's not too bad. I don't think your mom was that mad.
Flashback.
Come on, baby, come on.
Mom laughs while helping Nancy out of the pit.
Dad didn't seem too mad either.
Upsy Daisy, Dad, quite the day.
He drags limp Mrs. Trance out of the pit.
Just give me a little boost here. Use your legs. Yeah, use your legs. There you go.
I knew the pit would catch something, but how come Nancy stopped dancing? Isn't it a forever spell?
Yeah, but we didn't have 20 burns, so it only half worked.
We'll have to do it again.
What if we do the dancing spell on Mrs. Trance?
We can do it on the people who keep the dog in the poop yard.
Imagine if they had to dance forever around poop.
Excuse me, but your plans for tomorrow may not include spells on neighbors, terrorizing your sister, dog poop, worms, or pits of doom. Is that clear?
Bean nods.
It's almost time for supper. Do you want to walk Ivy home?
Yes!
The beige house front patio is paved with bricks and decorated with raised flower beds. A lamp turns on as Ivy and Bean arrive. They hang onto the lamppost and walk in circles.
You know what's so weird? I did used to think you were boring.
I thought you were boring.
I thought all you ever did was read.
I thought all you ever did was run around making noise. Do you really not like headbands?
Ivy presses a button and her headband lights up.
No way!
Bean smiles brightly. Ivy smiles back and gives her the headband.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Bean puts it on. Watching from their doorways, Mom and Katrine exchange smiles and give double thumbs up.
See you tomorrow and the day after that. And the day after that. Bye, Bean!
Bye, Ivy!
Ivy goes inside with Katrine, and Bean crosses to her own house. A view of Pancake Court shows children playing in a large paved circle at the end of the street.
Did you win, Leo? No, but I was great!
Words appear. Check out Ivy and Bean's next fantastic adventure. A preview shows kids entering a school. In a classroom, Ivy slides down in her chair while Bean squirms.
That bathroom is haunted.
A group of kids in the bathroom.
Sometimes it's easier to feel the ghost. It's like a cold wind passing right through you.
I am honored to welcome you to curriculum night.
Nancy on the stage.
Where is Bean off to?
You can bet she's up to something nefarious.
Hide!
Where's your hall pass? Detention!
Ivy and Bean hide in a bathroom stall.
Hello, my lovelies.
Children run outside in a panic. Credits roll as outtake scenes appear. Audio description by Descriptive Video Works.
Tell me the things you let me know. No need to rush, we'll take it slow.
also starring Lydia Jewett, Garfield Wilson, Marcy T. House, J.C. Dotton, Innocent Akakiti, and Nia Vardalos. Hudson Hua and Parker Hua, Lisa Quinn, Bulat Nasibulin, and Yovana Burke. Casting by Nancy Nair. Music by Michael Yazersky. Costume designer Nicole Gorsuch. Editor Jane Moran. Production designer Teresa Weston. Director of photography Toby Gorman. Canadian casting by Tiffany Mack. Executive producer Mandy Spencer Phillips. Produced by Anne Brogan and Melanie Stokes. Ivy and Bean Books, published by Chronicle Books. Stunt coordinator Chad Sain. Art directors Deborah Burns and Gregory Venturi. Lead set designer Jim Ramsey. Set designer Randy Hutniak. Set decorator Carol Lavalley. Special effects coordinator John McCuspey. Animal coordinator Bonnie Judd. Acting coach Ona Grauer. Cast tutor Natalie Smith. Studio teacher Kelsey Zipchen. Production safety consultant Sarah Sparks. COVID safety supervisor Tezia Suzuki. Music supervisor Natasha Dupree. Music editor Paul Chateau. Additional music by Daniel Futcher and Taylor Page. Orchestra, Budapest Art Orchestra. Main titles designed by Cantina Creative Canada. American Humane monitored some of the animal action. No animals were harmed in those scenes. The characters and events depicted in this program are fictitious. No depiction of actual persons or events is intended. Copyright 2022, Netflix.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.